Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We could tell by your engagement today and by what a lot of people are saying, and this is no surprise. Look, the Niners, I thought, were awful across the board. Tell me the position group that nailed it, and I'm all ears. But
No one nailed it, for sure.
Nobody nailed it. 888-957-9570. I think we both believe, yeah, a lot of you want to talk about Brock Purdy. So let's do it. Let's do it. Can we keep it a buck and say what you want to say about Brock Purdy? And it can be good. It can be bad. It can be anywhere in between. What do you want to say? And, you know, we had one caller call in who, my God, he was trying to do his best impersonation of Deep Dive Dibs. And he had decimal points and Jimmy and something per game and things per capita. Like, there's a lot going on there. And we finally got to what he was trying to say, which is that, no, I think Brock's better than Jimmy, but I don't think Jimmy was very good. I'm like, okay, there's a take.
Yep.
Like, with complete and total open-mindedness, safe space, what do you want to say about Brock Purdy? Here's the best way that I can sort of draft what I would want to say about Brock Purdy. I did not like yesterday. I don't know how you could. Yesterday was not a good game for the quarterback. Are there some concerning trends from recent games, if you will, even though I don't know how what the word recent means? There's only been two of them this year. Are there some concerning trends? Sure. Do I think he's overpaid? No. This is what quarterbacks cost.
Sure.
And I believe that Brock Purdy is a very good quarterback. I would much rather have Brock Purdy than be spinning in the whole, like, we're going to redo this every 2 years, Geno Smith, Sam Darnoldness of the world.
And even if we want to briefly revisit the Trevor versus Brock conversation from last week, Trevor was better, but they don't let Trevor do anything other than throw the ball 4 feet in front of him.
Well,
and his game was more efficient, but he's not the kind of quarterback that you would really want to hitch your wagon to, because, you know, that's just, they have this great offense, and yet he threw it, average air yards, about 4 yards per pass.
I would also say, because someone hit me with that last night, you know, the whole, like, ooh, Trevor better than Brock. And I was like, what do you think Brock Purdy would have done yesterday with no sacks, no quarterback hits?
Right.
What do you think he would have done if there was literally zero chaos in the pocket for the entire day? What do you think Brock would have done? I think he would have played pretty well.
Only three QB hits on Brock, according to ESPN.
Sure.
A lot more pressures.
And what do you think Brock Purdy would have done if Christian McCaffrey was averaging 4.7 yards per carry, which is what the Jacksonville run game was able to do yesterday?
Right, but a lot of that is so skewed by the one big 48-yard house 100%. Call, but your point is well taken.
What I would say is I have arrived at a comfortability, and I wish this for everybody. When we do the whole system quarterback thing, it is not a demerit. It is not a criticism to say that Brock Purdy needs some things to be going well around him to play well. Because conversely, I would also say the 49ers, what's going on around him, they need Brock Purdy to play well for those things to go well. That is my sort of way of looking at football. The whole thing needs to be complementary with one another. I don't think he's been bad for a year and a half. I don't think he's good enough to do this all by himself. I don't even know if that really exists. Maybe Josh Allen. But I look at Josh Allen and I go, do you guys not see that offensive line and what James Cook is doing?
Right.
Like that team is playing very well. So
and they have healthier, better weapons right now than Brock
absolutely.
Does.
So that is how I look at it. If you want to remove the words like elite and all of these things, that's fine. I think the 49ers have a good quarterback who is still, at this moment at least, is working his way through an injury. He definitely had a very poor game yesterday. But yes, he is going to need some other things on this team to be going well for them to win a ton of football games and be a good playoff team. And I'm totally comfortable with that, and that does not mean he's not worth $53 million. That's how I view it.
Yeah, the way I view it is all those things that you said are true, and I have always been a big proponent of complimentary football, especially when you're the Niners. When you run it well, when you have more than 30 carries, you win most of the games. When you win time of possession, you win most of the games. So the whole thing is built complimentary, and it's also a system that has to revolve around those two things, a good run game and a stout defense. I also believe this. Brock Purdy, in this game yesterday, did himself no favors. He's taking chances that don't need to be taken. He's making throws that don't need to be made. And as a result, you have turnovers. And I'm just looking at his career, all the games that he started by quarterback rating, which I know is not an ideal metric, but it's a good one to measure overall effectiveness. Yesterday was his seventh worst start by quarterback rating. Okay. So that wasn't even his worst game ever. We all remember the Baltimore game. Yep. And the Kansas City game last year. The interesting thing for me is that of his bottom eight, five of them are this year or last year. So last year, a lot of bad things were going on around him. He didn't have a lot of McCaffrey. This year, he doesn't have Kittle and all the rest of it. But I'm seeing from Brock Purdy some of the things that I saw last year, regressionary mistakes where you're making throws that don't need to be made and you're throwing interceptions at the absolute worst time.
Yep, I think that's fair. Tipped ball interceptions to me are not the same as other interceptions, but at the same time, that's part of the picture. Those interceptions are at least partially, if not mostly, on him. Yesterday was not a good game. I'm going to buy your assessment completely. There are some concerning trends. I still see the 49ers as having a really good quarterback. And those of you who kind of want to black and white it, like this was interesting, Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line just fired this in and goes, okay, Brock needs way more weapons around him than Allen, but makes similar pay, hence overpaid. Okay, I get that. Then again, that's never the way contracts have worked in the NFL. It's just not. Recency has a lot to do with it. Plus, Josh Allen, quite frankly, for whatever reason, did not feel the need or the desire to push the Bills for every dollar that he could have gotten. Josh Allen got paid after Dak Prescott and took less. What the hell's that all about?
Right.
What's that? Why did he do that?
Maybe
I don't know.
Create more room for better players around
Wonderful.
Him.
Wonderful.
And Brock arguably could say that he did the same thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, he took less than Trevor Lawrence, for example, who we all know damn well. He's got a better resume. You can think whatever you want about the QB. He's got a better resume. Hell, you could argue he's got a better resume than Dak Prescott. And Dak has the biggest contract in the league. So the whole overpaid thing to me comes down to this one thought. Would you rather be in that whole sort of like, what's the best way to use a word to describe
it? Like carousel? Or it's kind of like, you know, so you have Mac Jones. Let's just say that you didn't pay Brock Purdy and you got Mac Jones this year and then you say, all right, bye, Mac, and then you get Daniel Jones from Indianapolis for 2 years, and then you get somebody else after that, and then you get somebody else. I think that's kind of what you're describing, right? The carousel nature of we don't have our franchise guy.
Do you want to hire someone, or do you want to go to recruiting service and keep bringing in temps? Okay? And then when you do hire someone, does that person's performance make you go, ooh, we should have gone to the temp aisle? Like, I think some people think that. I don't think that. I do not think the 49ers, now looking at their quarterback play, which has been less than stellar, certainly this year, and if you want to say last year was a down year, I don't really buy it, but it was less than what he had put on tape before that, so that's fair. Does that make you go, you know what, I'd rather just have, like, let's kind of do this year to year, or 2 year to 2 year? I don't feel that way. Okay, we've known this all along. He is not one of the top five QBs in the league.
Yep, probably not top 10.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Probably not.
But it really, this is where it gets hard because, for one, I don't think that he needs to have the talent around him. He could have won that game yesterday with Tonjes, Demarcus Robinson, and Farrell. Farrell lost a fumble. Tonjes made a great play, another touchdown catch. Robinson made a great catch. So even though you lost Pearsall and Jennings, you still could have won that game. And the one that sticks to me, you finally get the ball back. Jacksonville punts, and you get it at your own 20, and the first play he throws an interception. Those are the ones where it kind of drives you crazy. So Brock at his best, yeah, he's a top 7 quarterback, maybe even higher. Brock at his worst, and I'll use yesterday as an example, and that wasn't his absolute worst. The Baltimore game, I think, would be worse than that. But when you see that, that's what gets fans really agitated because, you know, Brock Purdy, we've seen him be great. And then when you see him have a game like that, and you can say talent around him, offensive line, the toe, whatever it was, he was not good. And he needs to not be bad in those spots when you can win the game.
Completely fair. He was not good yesterday. But prisoner of the moment is a label that some of y'all do deserve. I think we need to own that. You know what I mean? Someone's hitting us on the text line again right now. Says, look how good Mahomes is starting to look when he gets his weapons back. And I think that actually was supportive of Brock. But I'd hit you back and go, is Mahomes looking great or did he just have a good game yesterday? We do this a lot where you see something on a Sunday and then that's what's happening.
Right.
It's like, no, that's what happened yesterday. That's what happened yesterday. We can't take yesterday and now decide this is what's happening every time. Brock Purdy is not fumbling in the pocket on all the game-winning drives. His only other game this year, he had a game-winning drive, and he did it.
Eric Armstead.
Welcome home. Frickin' guy.
Slapping out with those long go-go gadget arms.
No, he got him. Yep. He got him, and that's on Brock. There's no two ways about it. But we take what we see yesterday, and we go, now that's what happens. This quarterback's not this, or this quarterback is that. No, that's what happened yesterday. A crap game.
Yep.
What a crap game.
When you look at all his games and you use them and you treat them as firewood, so every game is a log, and his pile used to only be the good pile of firewood, and now you're starting to get more logs on the bad pile of firewood, and that's where, you know, people are looking at it. And yes, it's prisoner of the moment. It was yesterday. It was a bad game. It's not his first, and it won't be his last.
Of course.
Is the pile of good games bigger than the pile of bad games? Of course it is. But when you see another log go on the crap pile and you lose a game that was very winnable, there's frustration. And,
no doubt.
And I get that. But I try to encourage people to not be so prisoner in the moment because he could come out Thursday, miraculously play, beat the Rams 31-17, and everyone's going to be like, oh, He's back. He's underpaid.
No, I just like sometimes maybe we should look at it from the other side. Can we go to the other side of the block and look backwards? Right? Like, is Brock going to be a good quarterback if the 49ers are playing well?
Yes.
See that instead of the other way around. Are the 49ers going to be playing well if Brock plays well? Or is Brock going to play well if the 49ers are playing well?
Yesterday's an interesting one because they all were bad.
There you go.
So I
don't know.
Like, and I'd have to go back and really look at the Baltimore game when they had all those turnovers. I don't think that everyone else was amazing, but he was appreciably
bad.
Worse yep. than the rest.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.